Okay, today we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Bavakama, and we are up to parak Ches Mishnah Gimel. So it says the Mishnah, Maka Sav Vesim of Los Abem Chabura. If a person, Rachmana L'Tzlan, hits his father or his mother, but does not leave a mark, he doesn't leave a bruise on the mother or father, V'chol B'chaveh B'yom HaKippurim, or someone assaults somebody else, on Yom Kippur, Chayiv B'kulan, you have to pay, Nezik Tzar, Ripo, Yishavis, and Boshes, because the halacha is that Kamle B'tirah B'minei, if you're Chayiv, a worse punishment, you don't have to pay the lesser punishment. But if you didn't leave a chabura, you're not chayv misa for killing, for harming your parent. And on Yom Kippur, it's a chiv kares, and not a chiv misa bidei adam. So therefore, we're not going to say kam lebidrabine. Hachovel be'evid ivri chayv bekulan. If this person assaults an evid ivri, he has to pay all five. Chutz min hashavas bezman shu shalo. Except for, you don't have to pay for the time he has to take off from work, because you own all of his work. So if he's your Eved, then you don't have that problem. If you assault an Eved Kanani who belongs to somebody else, then you have to make all of the five payments, because that's the same as anybody else. You'd pay it to his master instead of paying it to him. Rabbi Yudah says, no, an Eved Kanani, you don't have to pay Boshes, because an Eved doesn't experience Boshes. The same way if free man would experience boshes. Moving on to Mishnah Dalit. Chereshot v'katan b'giyas an ra'a. If you want to pick a fight with someone, don't do it with a chereshot or a katan, because you can always come out on the losing end. Hachavul ben chayiv. If you assault them, you're going to be chayiv to pay all five payments. Ve'im shachavul b'achir p'turin. But they will be pater, because they're pater from everything. So not only that, even if the katan becomes a bar mitzvah, he's still pater even after his bar mitzvah for that which he did. Bikat nuso. It's not a good idea to pick a fight with an Eved Kanani or an Isha. If you assault them, you have to make all five of these payments. But if they assault you, they're pater. But they do have to pay afterwards, in the sense that if the woman ever gets divorced and therefore she has her own money to pay, the Eved ever becomes free and he becomes a Ben Chorin. So then if he assaulted you, he's going to ultimately have to pay for that. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that if someone strikes a parent but doesn't leave a mark, or someone strikes somebody in Yom Kippur, they have to make all of these monetary payments because there is no Chiv Misa. If someone strikes an Eved Ivri, you pay for everything except for Sheves, because he's your Eved. If you strike someone else's Eved Kanani, Tanakama says you pay for everything, and Rabbi Yudah says not for Boshes, because Avadim don't have Boshes. And then in Mishnah Dal, we said here are the people you don't want to pick a fight with. Because if you assault them, you're chayiv in all the chamisha dvarim, and if they assault you, they're chayiv in nothing. And then we said in the Eved and Isha, it's a similar halacha, except with one difference, that if the Eved is ever nishtachra, or the Isha is ever nisgarsha, they would then be responsible to pay for what they had done. Next time we'll pick up with Perches Mishnah Hey.